Powerline. You know, I have not tried Powerline Ethernet in that house. Is it fast enough? Because, you know, it's like the only thing I really need to run is, cable modem to the router. So it's effectively 100% of my traffic going through it, right? So I don't know if, is there enough bandwidth on
house wiring, full speed, zero, yeah?
It might be worth a shot. Be nice to not have that cable. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll look into that. It's a possibility, I suppose. Okay. Motor soccer guy is just riding between cars and cursing. But yeah, I think, you know, even if I were to hook up the power stuff, you know, it's like I said, it's just someone who is not me, because I am too fucking tall to crawl around down there. I don't know. Needs to just crawl into the house, yank that cable down out of the bedroom, walk it over to the, you know, or walk it, you know, fucking serpentine stomach crawl over to, to the bedroom that I'm now using, and push the cable up through there. Easy peasy. I recently had someone under the house. I should have just had him do it then, but I just wasn't quite ready to make that move, so. Ah, well.
Cops.
I don't like to miss it. Fuck you mean? Yeah. And I'm always in it. Give these bitches jobs. Only give them the business. Tell them
cops kind of blocking my lane. Tell them make me an uncool cop move, cop.
Young nigga vicious. The young boy a monster. Reebok, everything a sponsor. I tell them motherfuckers going bonkers. I got bank rolls popping off all the Yonkers. Put Styles P on.
Take Cobain, y'all, 8 of this shit, 45, Tuesday night shit, Toka Tuesdays, up on the mic. Yeah, shit.
This billboard, it's like a, it's not a billboard, it's like a little sign, you know, the lettering on it out front of this tire place has said a lot of profound shit over the years. Right now it just says, every hour a pedestrian is killed or injured in California. Which I say, just one? Seems like that'd be happening more than that. ...24 pedestrian incidents per day.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your 90s online.
You forgot to say Sirius XM. Love's going to leave.
Pass on that at this point. You know, that's just, it's not where my head is at. It's not in a right said Fred kind of mode.
First wave on CBS XM, a classic alternative with me, Swedish Eagle. Glad you could join me this evening. Have you heard? You too have been nominated for the Brit Awards 2016 in the International Group category. Other bands competing in the same category are Alabama Shakes, Eagles of Death Metal, my favorite, Major Lazer, Tame Impala. The Brit Awards are going to take place tomorrow in London, so I'll keep you posted on how they
do. Yes, please do keep me posted.
In the meantime, more classical alternative from the after King.
Dive.
Don't call me bro.
This is fashion.
Don't dog me.
With Jason Ellis.
I don't care what color you are. Don't dog me.
A lot of chameleons out there trying to change up anytime something new comes along. Everybody wants a bite. It don't happen overnight.
So you want to be a rock superstar and live more. Big house, five cars, ready to charge. Coming up with the world. Don't trust nobody. Gotta look over your shoulder.
Fish is playing on the jam band station. What do I win? Oh, nothing? Damn it.
Oh.
It's on Sirius XM.
My ATL homegirls, TLC.
'60s and the early '70s is Barbara Aquin right now in my Jeff Fox Legend Spotlight and Soul Tape.
Satellite radio? I should keep satellite radio. Right? I mean, my subscription is up in a couple of months. Or maybe end of next month. I forget when it is. But hey guys, I listen to it a lot. I just don't know if I enjoy it. And I don't know what I would replace it with. I mean, I guess, I, you know, like with the money I spend on that, I could put it into more data for my phone to account for, like, you know, more streaming music.
Yeah. All across this land.
Because then I wouldn't be able to listen to Y2 Country.
And we'll end up
or Prime Country. Or Willie's Roadhouse. Or Outlaw Country. This guy, Don Williams, outlaw. Don Williams doesn't sound like a fucking outlaw country kind of name. Don Williams sounds like a dude who's got real curly hair and those fucking, like champagne-colored sunglasses and 70s-ass shirt to match. It sounds like a real fucking dirtbag. Hey, I'm Don Williams. This band's called Hammertown, and one has to wonder if at any point in any of their songs they go, stop, Hammertown. I would. I'd be a bluegrass band that would do that. Fuck it. Stop, Hammertown. Touch this. Think about it.
Featured artist of the week, in fact, with a song that's a favorite of our caller, Andrew Stevens. Now, you heard what you could win in our 2016 Great Annual Giveaway. Here's how to enter. You may enter online or by mail. In either case, you may enter only once for each of the four of the Gospel Greats programs on which our 2016 Great Annual Giveaway is featured. See entry limits and exclusions and more detailed information posted on our website. One entry per household per week. The easiest way to enter is by visiting our website, thegospelgreats.com. Please read the rules posted there carefully and simply fill out and submit the online form. We encourage you to enter online if you can. To enter by postal mail, each week's entry must include the following information: your name, address, and phone number. Tell us the name or call letters of the radio station you're listening to right now. And this is week number one of our giveaway, so you must include on your week number one entry this week's key word. This week's key word is fellowship. That's fellowship. Mail your complete and legible entry for this week to Great Annual Giveaway 2016, week number one, here of the Gospel Greats, Box 1372, Lancaster, PA 17608. All entries must include all requested information to qualify. Must have all entries by the final deadline.
This week's watchword for the giveaway is AK-47.
Decisions of the judges are final. Complete rules and more information about prizes can be found on our website.
Real jazz, real jazz! I didn't realize that video game developer Deepak Chopra also was into, you know, music, making music and stuff. That's triple threat, quadruple threat.
Public yard. sun. Here they come, zooming to meet hot thunder. And a boys, give it the gun. Down we dive, spouting a flame from under. Off with one terrible roar. We live in fame, we'll go down in flame.
Boy, nothing can stop the Army Air Corps.
Keep the nose out of the pool. Flying men guarding the nation's border. We'll be there, followed by more. In echelon, we carry on.
Why, nothing will stop the Army Air Corps.
XM, Northeast Junction.
On the microphone, I mean.
Ramble will resolve your tax problem, end all collections, and possibly reduce your back taxes by up to...
Well, he feeds on Internet 905. 9 p.m. Utah Jazz faces the Houston Rockets. Home feeds on Sirius XM Channels 214.
Narrow will replace Matt McQuaid for this part. Scoob will lead at 6151.
Well, I think it's, it's not ideal for them. I mean, everyone was in favor of Pep staying. Lamb left the calls urging it.
1.6 seconds left in the period, and Robinson commits his first. Yeah, not sure
doing there, because if you're assuming 18 for Buxton, it's because you're assuming he's going to get
or they're not sure if the guy's going to run a deep dig or a deep comeback route. They want to, it'll be like two ships passing the night and run right by him. So
here at MLB Network Radio, as they come out, we'll have honorable mentions in our top five most underrated players in the game. Bring yours right now on the phones at 866 MLB on XM. We're back with that next.
Breaking news up top is Rockies shortstop Jose Reyes has been placed on paid administrative leave pending a resolution of criminal proceedings in his domestic violence case. Reyes' court date is April 4th. After the case is resolved, the commissioner's office will then investigate and impose discipline. The MLB Players Association has already responded to the decision, saying that it would protect Reyes' rights, quote, if further discipline is issued or if Mr. Reyes' paid suspension is not resolved in a timely manner. Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman also facing a domestic violence suspension from MLB. Today, Chapman denied allegations against him and said that the media's portrayal of him has been unfair. With so much at stake for the players themselves and Major League Baseball, Commissioner Rob Manfred knows just how important his decision is in these cases.
I am giving really thorough consideration to the cases that I have in front of me and thinking about their relevance, obviously, to the individual players, the individual facts, most important, but also with an eye towards on starting something new. It's important to try to get these as right as possible.
The Dodgers' Yasiel Puig also facing a potential suspension under MLB's new domestic violence policy. TSN reported today that Jose Bautista would agree to a contract extension with the Blue Jays if they gave him a five-year, $150 million deal. Bautista will turn 36 on October 19th. He's making $14 million this season. The outfield.
Big day at Daytona as NASCAR Live rolls on.
When you're Ryan Newman barreling around the racetrack at 200 miles per hour, you rely on your instinct. You rely on your car. Most of all, you rely on your crew.
Rid of LA Kings hockey puck, and with our best price. Boeing is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of our revolution.
23 times over his 20-year MLB career. At 9, Vinny Minoso was hit 192 times. The legendary Frank.
You've all come to see a show. And Phoebe's got a secret no one can know. Since none of. What? Sorry. I know this is bad. I know you have to go to the bathroom. You can't hold it in for like a minute. I know. And this song is for you. It's just like when somebody gives you something.
Sometimes when I make.
Okay.
Yeah. I years ago. I.
You're like kick butt.
State and cannot afford to pay them back. The IRS is now making it easier to settle delinquent.
Yeah. Can't fight it. Don't fight it. It's like a greased watermelon you're trying to hold. They don't even realize it. Well, here he is, honey. What? Wait. Sometimes they'll let you pick him up. Sometimes they'll let you pick him up, but then they won't let you put him down. They got a thing. They got the jelly leg thing.
Bench? He ain't been here for that. He ain't been to no school except to see the school teacher because he was in the fourth grade when he was 17. And them grammar school teachers is pretty swinging. He just went to see her because he wanted to learn how to read and write. A lot of them can't read, but they sure can't figure. Ain't you heard them? I can't read, but I can figure it out. Why don't you go to Georgia Tech and be an engineer? Yeah, so I don't want to be no engineer, man. I don't want to drive no train. Well, don't make any difference, you know, where they are. Some folks do and some folks don't. The Holiday Inns is a Southern problem. There's something to think about. Folks are wondering about where's opportunity. Where's opportunity? Opportunity's everywhere. Everywhere you look. Because anything that ain't opportunity, you don't want to mess with. Show it to the world. Tell that to somebody that don't.
I love the looks on people, like when I finish the initial joke, it just doesn't make any sense, you know? I just look out at people's faces and they're looking at me like the rest of the things were normal.
$9.99.
I don't care where we are, 9:30, the pants are coming off.
How lovely, how wonderful.
What, 250 pounds? You're 250, what are you bench pressing?
Not over like 40. Oh, at least it's gotta be like 200.
Are you hitting the gym at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're hitting heavyweight, or have you just kind of like mellowed out?
I'm hitting heavyweight.
How much?
I lose about 4 pounds.
Yeah, you lift 4 or you bench 4?
I bench like 10.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough. 10. I lift my more, but.
How many calories a day are you for those?
I lift like 30.
30 calories a day. Well, yeah. You look great, and I tell you, it's working.
Look, calories over 30, so I'm still living by 158.
How old is Beagle now?
How old are you now? You look like
about 60 years old.
And 60? You look like a teenager.
Wow, you look great.
I'm 60 years old.
How old is he, Bobby? You'll be 48 in June.
No, I just turned 60 years old.
I'll tell you, black don't crack, right, B?
Hey, black don't crack, ain't nothing.
Have you ever tried crack?
Nah.
Never. You never touch the hard stuff.
Nah, I don't talk to nothing but smoking weed. That's about it.
Do you smoke weed through the vape pen as well?
Oh, that's weed.
Just weed,
no,
okay.
No.
Straight weed.
That's straight weed.
Okay. Now, Bobby, why is he with you for the week? Is it this promotion around the vape pen flavors?
This promotion, and he usually comes to visit a couple times a year.
Yeah, and what will he be doing during the week?
Just some coke. just hanging out.
Just hanging out by your place. It's a good chance for Beat to get away and relax.
This is the Beatle vacation.
Yeah, everybody misses him.
Hey, Beat, play a game with me. We call it the 5 game, okay?
Okay.
All right, if you would.
We can do that.
Beat, this is a simple game.
Okay.
Every answer is 5.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Bring it up.
Okay, here we go. All right, let's hear it. Here it is.
America's hottest new game show. The answer is 5.
All
right. Where the answer to every question is.
Okay, you got
5.
It.
Okay. Now here's your host, 5. Howard Stern.
I'm the host, you're the contestant.
Okay.
All right, Beat, the first question is, count down backwards, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
12 is your answer?
12 is my answer.
All right, that would be incorrect, but that's okay. We're going to keep playing, all right. Remember, every answer is 5. Here we go. There was a famous rock group called the Dave Clark Blank. Fill in the blank.
Babies.
The Dave Clark Babies is wrong. But who gives a shit?
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Exactly. Okay. Which number comes between 4 and 6?
4 and 6 and 4 is 5.
That's
right!
It! Yeah! Fucking Beetlejuice always wins.
Yes!
Hey!
All right, here we go. Michael Jackson was the lead singer of the Jackson Blank.
Oh, what a Jackson Bible was like.
5, that's
nice,
right. It's
nice.
8. That's right. All right, here we go.
Yeah, high five.
If you have 5 grapes, how many do you have?
None.
Right. All right, none.
Beetle man.
What are you talking about?
All right, finish the lyric. Working 9 to blank.
Nine and blank.
9 to blank, right. All right. Okay, 5 plus 0 is?
10 and 12.
10 and 12. All right. We're playing the game 5, where every answer is 5. If you get it right, you win. If you get it wrong, you lose. But you're always the winner, Beat. Let's face it. Okay, one more question. This is it for the whole game. Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
It's 5!
How many pennies in a nickel?
I'll put in a nickel,
35
cents.
Oh. Well, anyway, Beat, that's the game.
What kind of action are you talking about yourself?
Beat, what about music? You been doing anything with that?
Oh, I've been doing that for all 4 years.
All right. Now, what is this tattoo you're talking about getting on your chest?
I'm not actually putting my best foot forward to our love life.
But really, you know, the reality is that someone like myself, I really enjoyed working on that show because it gave me an even greater...
I told you last week the Patriots is doing a wild loser party.
I know, but I didn't know what you were talking about.
I didn't know what I was talking about either. So I fucking got there and I figured...
Oh, without the designer fees, budget lines, yep.
This channel is scheduled to be off the air at this time. For complete information on this channel, including its lineup and highlights, visit SiriusXM.com. We look forward to having you into the air. This channel.
Relationship saying, I don't want anything serious, but I felt we have a really strong connection, really strong. And she's a theater person, so she should be able for the.
To the behavior that the veteran was engaging.
Yeah, for what will soon be the largest entertainment marketplace in the world, China. Back over to you. Well, let's get the word on the street now with Jason Moses, senior analyst at The Motley Fool, joining us live from Washington, D.C. Jason, thanks so much for staying up late to have a chat to us on street signs today. Give me your thoughts on this particular stop.
Of course, yeah, thanks for having me. I think, number one, first and foremost, I think you have to give management here,
continues to live in the architectural masterpiece.
Great short-term benefit, but is it enough?
Conference Board says optimism weakened mainly because of
Ben Carson.
And Michael, it was interesting. Donald Trump even attacked Ted Cruz for firing his spokesman.
An about face on that issue. You know, he said something different last night.
Right.
I think the proof that Cruz is being held by these charges is that he did fire Rick Tyler, because I don't think Rick Tyler deserved to be fired for what he did. If you really get into the TikTok from the Daily Pennsylvanian, which is my alma mater, of what went on minute by minute with regard to that video, I think it's defensible. And Tyler was completely apologetic and entirely appropriate immediately after, and still he got canned. That tells me that Cruz is worried about this.
Well, he also made this story last longer. I mean, you know this. Yeah. He gave it legs.
I thought it might have gone away. Right? Amanda, you used to basically have that job. Was it a mistake?
Yeah, I do think it was an exercise in poor judgment. I do believe Rick Tyler is a good guy. I think it's the hard decision probably for the Cruz campaign, but it ultimately was the right one in this environment. Those mistakes can't be made when all these other ones, the allegations have happened. But I do have to say, even though Ted Cruz is being piled on by so many people with charges that I think are largely unfair, it is quite remarkable he's still in the top three. I mean, he is having everything
of
thrown
three.
At him by everyone. And he's still tied essentially for second place in South Carolina.
Let's take a quick break. You're seeing the caucus cams right now. They are still going on. We're going to continue to check in with our correspondents on the ground in Nevada. A lot more of that soon.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, Matt Damon.
We're starting from a really good place because the script is so well done.
Maximum Forgiveness, love. Plus, find out in the first freak.
What he was up in 2010, so he wanted to bring in all these people. And that's what the Democrats do. Chris, that's why they like the caucus. It has nothing to do with democracy at its finest. They want to use it as a vehicle to register voters. They registered 30,000 voters in 2008, 14,000 here a couple days ago. It gives them a big advantage in the election going forward.
When they go for the Senate again.
Right.
Let me ask you about how those large. Debbie Wasserman Schultz has been accused by the Bernie Sanders people of being putting in the fix for her and all these debates, which are like 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, or Saturday night, right?
Well, I don't think, what do you mean accused? It's obvious.
There still is a National Democratic Party.
Yeah, I think the Democrats, but the Republicans are riven here in the same way that they're riven nationally, with all these different factions fighting, right? There's the anti-tax, there's the libertarian.
Evangelical.
Not as much evangelical here, but there is a little bit of that going
23%.
On. Yeah, exactly.
We just counted it.
Yeah.
So in other words, one party still functions as it has since Jefferson times. It exists, it backs certain candidates, and opposes the outsider, right? In this case, Bernie Sanders. Although it's not clear who's going to win. Look at the Republican Party out here. I mean, and look, I said a hostile takeover by Trump. It does seem like he's not, almost unstoppable, almost.
I don't see a party.
When you hear the name Reince Priebus, you get afraid. You feel that's a formidable presence.
Well, but they coddled him. They were ingratiating.
He has no power.
But it wasn't just Priebus, right? Ted Cruz strategically handled this whole thing all wrong. Early on, it was Donald is my friend, and I'm glad Donald is here. But you both know it was the scorpion and the frog eventually, right? That's what was going to happen to Ted Cruz, and he didn't even see it coming.
And knowing Trump's appeal to the working class white guy, which is pretty an economic nationalism against illegal immigration, against trade, against stupid wars, if you will, why did they, in confronting Trump's appeal, and in a way as a poll to Bernie, I mean, they both had this angry anti-establishment appeal. Why did they step aside, as everybody's been saying tonight, and not attack him?
I think they didn't take him seriously for too long.
Why not?
Right? Well, because he's Donald Trump. Well, he's a reality show. He's a showman coming down the escalator and doing that. Nobody took
him. You know what they used to do? That's what they used to, Democrats used to say about Ronald Reagan. He'd been on primetime television for 9 years.
Right.
In primetime on Sunday night, and everybody knew who he was. They didn't know who his opponents were.
But Trump is different than Reagan in that, Reagan was the actor and he had all that. Trump is so bombastic and so over the top. He changed the rules.
So basically you agree with that there's a Democratic Party structure with leadership like Harry Reid and people like Debbie Wasserman Schultz loyal to Hillary. And in the Republican Party, there's no counterpart. There's nothing like that. A real party structure loyal to a candidate.
Well, a loyal party structure that would do what Reid was willing to do here at W. Wasserman Schultz, would put their finger on the scales and say...
There's no Republican version of that.
There's no Republican version.
I think that, Brian and Rachel, the difference is that's just the chaos you're seeing out here in terms of process. There's a chaotic political party without a head, a strong head, but without a real favorite candidate. And I think that's become pretty obvious to me just now. In these last few days, by the way, when you hang out here, you do get a sense of the class difference here. The working people who sweat 8 hours a day out here, you see them working at pretty low wages. And you see the pretty well-turned-out people in those caucuses tonight, where Jacob is, very debonair, very suburbanite. It's a real difference in financial situation. There's no doubt about it. Brian.
That's right. It's the shift workers. It's three shifts a day around the clock that make this city go, and it's the union efforts often on the Democratic side to get that entire day shift this past time. Another thing people, especially from the East, are used to is state-run, government-run elections. These are party functions. These are public forums where electioneering is not only allowed, it's welcome. Everyone comes in for a certain candidate.
And, in a state like Iowa, where they've been doing that for a very long time, even they sometimes screw up. They have some trouble in their 2012 Republican caucus, but it's basically considered to be a state institution. A lot of people pitch in to make sure it works well. I mean, for example, the Microsoft Corporation pitched in with Iowa in order to give them that app to sort of help them with their structure this year. In Nevada, there's no Microsoft here helping. And the party itself, as John Alston was reporting expertly there, is not a strong party. It is an organizationally strong party. They've been through a lot of scandals and a lot of surprises. And there is no natural leader that everybody knows in the state. So some of the other people who could step in, like a casino magnet, like Shel Madelson, he's really stayed on the sidelines right now. The John Huntsman Corporation has stepped in, and they've given some money to the party to help them run these caucuses. But really, it's a shoestring operation for something that's really important to the country.
That it is. We're going to take another break. When we come back, more of our discussion, and we'll keep our eye out for actual numbers tonight from the Nevada caucus.
Not long now.
The longer this process goes on, the more actually frightened I start to get about the state of American politics. I guess the real answer is probably should have been frightened by it a while ago. But, fuck, man. Everyone's just so pissed all the time. You know, there's nothing civil about any of this, anything anymore. Like, Twitter's not the outlier where, like, oh, people go act shitty on Twitter. It's like, no, it's like this. People act shitty towards each other constantly. Look at the fucking political process. Look at the example that fucking sets. Part that I don't see it changing, you know. I can't imagine, like, whoever wins next time, you know, like whoever wins the next election. I can't imagine it getting any better. terms of just the process and the, you know, actually getting things done, and or it, as opposed to just like using a position in Congress or, you know, just like to just hold things up, to just stop and go, nope. That seems to be how the two parties interact with each other, is to just fucking dig in their heels and do jack fucking shit. And it'd probably be exactly the same if things were the other way. You know, it's... I don't know that I'm holding either party to a different standard when it comes to that stuff. They run the country like we run fucking Game of the Year. Coming up with different arguments every year that may contradict the previous year's arguments, but whatever, it solves a convenient issue at that very moment. Like, it's fucking crazy. Fucking crazy. And it's like, you know, and then on top of that, like, even if the discourse was better, you know, even if the interaction between the parties was better and all that, like, I still don't feel like either party represents me particularly well. One or the other, and they define, you know, they seem okay with defining themselves as being not the other guys in a lot of cases. You know, it's not 100% of it for sure, but coming out and saying, like, oh, we're not going to even allow anyone to discuss a new Supreme Court judge until another president's in there. Yeah, we're just going to block it. We're just going to stop that. I'm like, what? Fucking what? Are you fucking high? You know, like, the politics of, like, fucking holding up the process and hoping the problem goes away, like, is fucking nuts. Like, this is supposed to be about leadership, and leadership is supposed to be about a certain amount of bravery when it comes into, you know, when it comes to making tough decisions and actually leading. It's not supposed to be fucking easy. You're not supposed to get your way all the time, either. The way the checks and balances were all fucking built. But rather than actually, like, face issues and actually try to tackle them, I'm just gonna hang back. Like, hey, if we just pretend this isn't happening, then, you know, if our guy wins, then it'll be... You know, what are they gonna do if fucking Sanders or Clinton wins? And then they're just kind of like, well, I guess we gotta figure out the nomination now. Like, you know, then fucking be shitty about it too. You know, it's just. And Clinton's not. Jesus. Fuck, man. Like I said, it's fucking scary. You would have to be insane to look at that problem. Or, you know, or fucking, hey, more patient than I'll ever be. You'd have to be insane to look at that process and go, like, I'm going to wade into the middle of this. And I'm getting into politics. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go to Washington and solve the problems. Fuck. All right. I got to go. Stay safe, world.